views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Streaming live at KCNR1460.com and phone lines here are 530-605-4567. Today, the 2nd of October, 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Christina's in the control room. Good morning, Christina.
Very good morning.
And any international days of note?
You know, I was so surprised.
Yesterday was Taco Day, and we went out and had
tacos. No, today's today.
Huh? Oh.
It's today, Taco Day.
Taco Day's today, that's why
no,
we...
No, it was yesterday.
Well, she's
that's
doing...
That's what they said.
All right. Is it
because they were having $1 tacos down at Taco Bell.
Are we having a debate here? I can't handle any more debate.
It's two national Taco Days.
And debate these. Okay, but also, I'm always surprised who created those national days.
I am too.
Today is also National Coffee with a Cup Day.
Coffee with a cup?
A policeman.
We do that right here in here in Reading. Coffee with the chief.
We like that. Yeah.
In fact, Reading Police Department is going to join us today.
Oh, hello! Oh, I'm so glad. Okay, excellent. Well, we'll have maybe we'll bring in a special KCNR cup for him.
Also,
it's not covered.
Steve Garvey, who is the running against Schiff for United States Senate. It's going to be in here at 9:15, and we're going to record a interview with him and probably play it tomorrow.
All right.
I think we have time tomorrow or
right.
the next
He's doing
day.
All kinds of special appearances in town.
Up here in Reading.
Right,
yeah.
Today.
Okay.
Heat advisory, just finding out, we're going to be until 11 p.m. High temperatures from 95 to 106 today, which is very interesting. And the 2nd of October, that's right, it's calling to 101, but we may go up. Now, I'm going to do a quick forecast, 98 tomorrow, 94. As we progress through the week, it's just all in the high 90s and sunny skies. A little bit about if you're feeling depressed or you're feeling, you know, with everything that's going on and bombs being dropped and floods and, politics and feeling detached from friends because people get a little radicalized on both sides at this time of year or this time during elections. Get a dog. Get a dog. I'm saying right now, save a life. Get a dog. It helps save your life. It helps save your sanity. And I'll tell you why. Like, for instance, you know, just having these restless nights of thinking about, spinning out of control. First of all, you have to have faith, you know, and know that. Just trust that the man above or the power above or God above is going to, there's a plan. But get a dog. Because this morning at 5 o'clock, I took Buford for a walk. And, yes, it's beautiful, but I could feel the stillness of the air, not in a bad way, but just quiet. And the stars were out. And, you know, I think when you look at the stars and you see that the stars have been forever and the Milky Way and you could see the Little Dipper. And this is 5:15 in the morning in certain areas. I've got my little flashlight, so I kind of walk my neighborhood and I don't feel unsafe in any way. But it just made me think about it. It helped me become centered because otherwise I could spin out of control very quickly. And I know many of you that are driving your kids to school or going to work understand and feel the same way I do as we progress through this month of November and how the media spins things, how we're worried about what's happening on the East Coast, what's happening with Iran, what they're doing, and our Israeli friends, and the videos that we see that they send us from Israel where their families are living. You know, you just pray, and you pray hard. So go out in the morning, walk your dog. Say your prayers, look up at the beautiful sky, because we can see it, you know what I mean? That's for free, and it's beautiful, and we're blessed to be in the North State and have that experience. And the weather with this heat advisory is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, our friends in Anderson. locally owned, veteran owned. And they do give senior and veteran discounts. They'll work with you. That's the bottom line, is that they are a generational business that really, really, really puts their money where their mouth is when it comes to supporting this community in ways that you don't even know about. And that's the beautiful thing about staying local. That's Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. And while we're on local businesses, I want to talk about a tire store that I think that they're locally owned, but they're kind of, you know,
it's
like
a franchise.
It's a franchise, but that would be it's called Points. I think they're called Points. They're right over there off of Eureka.
Eureka and California.
Yeah, and so when we, you know, out by the ramp, we have no idea. There's so much construction going on in the Reading area where we got a nail in the tire. It could be anywhere. I know that Sue said she's gone up and down Placer before they fixed the potholes and how many tires she's had to replace. But anyway, so we had an end and plus out at the ranch when we go out to the horse, or, you know, during one of the big storms, the covered arena metal roof, part of it blew off, and so they've been working on construction there. So everywhere you go, you never know where you're going to get a nail. So there's a nail in the tire, and, you know, you have the little computer system that's in the car, because I've got a 17 Murano Nissan that's been just a beautiful workhorse for me. And anyway, so, you know, you have your tire pressure that comes up, and there was a right rear that was significantly, like, maybe 4 or 5 pounds lower. And Carl took it in a couple weeks ago, and they patched it. They took care of us, patched it, left.
Free.
Yeah, and then because we got our tires from them, and there were supposed to be 80,000-mile tires, and we got to about 54. And so each tire at that point that we replaced yesterday had a rebate, and then another rebate. So not exactly what you want to do, where you're thinking, oh, you're zipping along, and you're thinking, okay, I'm ahead of budget, and then all of a sudden, bam, you got to replace four tires. But they have been so good, so we took it in a second time. When I had my oil changed, they said you may need a battery. So all that stuff happened. So they replaced the battery, yesterday the four tires. But, so Mike Quinn was in the other day. You know, shout out to Mike Quinn. How you doing, buddy? Because we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for Mike Quinn. And it's so important to always, always remember the people who helped you move along, that opened their door, that helped you. And so Mike, it began with Mike Quinn, and the fact that when we were able to acquire, laboriously, but he helped us do that, acquire our license to begin KCNR and turn it into talk radio. So, you know, so I was walking this morning, I'm going to tie this all in, I was just thinking about how we get to where we are. And I think sometimes you do those moments of gratitude, it really helps your state of mind. So, Points, thank you so much for taking care of us.
Haven Humane for providing Buford.
Yes, Haven Humane for bringing in Pet of the Week. And by the way, Bark, Wine, and Brew, we're going to be emceeing along with Baron Browning this weekend for Bark, Wine, and Brew. And
Sold out.
Our little picture is going to be up there with Buford on the day we adopted him. They're so good. You want to talk about people who love what they do. That's got to be tough.
It's a tough job.
Man.
It really is. It's an ongoing, continuous job. And frankly, Mark says, I wish I was out of a job, that every dog and cat had been adopted, all the ones that are out there have been neutered. So, and people would just keep their dogs.
Well, when we think about what's happening on the East Coast, it's very difficult when I think of not only the people that have lost their homes, and just like in a moment, this is life. In a moment, just like we have these catastrophic fires up here, the animals. I mean, there's so many people missing still, Carl. You know, you see the wonderful people who are going in to help the horses. And the
170 dead. And that number may be higher. And they said in Nashville yesterday there were 600 people missing. It doesn't mean that they're dead. It just means they can't make contact with them. But the cell phones are down, the telephone lines are down, and all that. And I've got some information right after the break here. To talk about on that too.
Well, thank you. I just am feeling blessed, and all I want to say is thank you for your support for our station and for those people who reach out and advertise with us, because the advertising dollars go towards you know, keeping the doors open and paying our staff, and we're so grateful.
Okay. Let's see, what's today? Today's the 2nd of October, so on the 3rd of October, down at the Black Diamond, which is down there next to Jack's, there's going to be a comedy magician. Drinks and dancing starts at 5 p.m. with Al Skinner, award-winning comedy magic act. Spa prizes giveaways, and this is a fundraiser hosted by Dr. Paul DeNuca.
And Ken Murray came in yesterday and brought that for us. You know, Ken, it's great to see Ken. Ken, as well, when we were on a station across the street, Ken really embraced you when you came back, Carl, to bring you on the morning show over there. And he's somebody who goes back into lots of history with us. I think he was even at our wedding.
He could have been.
So archaic.
North Valley Stand Down Association is having Stand Down 2024, October 17th, 18th, and 19th. And this is a hand up, not a handout, for all homeless veterans or veterans that need assistance. They may not be homeless, but they still need help. And they're going to have the DMVs down there, drug and alcohol counseling, Veterans Administration, benefit information, general assistance, Shasta County Veterans Service Office, and is going to be there. Shasta County Women's in this case, it would be One Safe Place. Temporary homeless shelter there, all of it. And they need some help. They need some volunteers to help set up there. And you can help by giving them a call at 530-722-5708. All right. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
The annual fall plant sale is happening Saturday, October 5th at the Turtle Bay Garden Nursery, located at 1100 Arboretum Drive near the west entrance of the McConnell Arboretum and Botanical Gardens. Turtle Bay's fall plant sale features California natives and drought-tolerant plants propagated on-site and acclimated to our climate. All plants are 30% off for Turtle Bay members and 20% off for the public on Saturday, October 5th. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
Extreme left or extreme right politics have no place in Shasta County. We need common sense policies to address the everyday issues impacting our quality of life. We need someone who listens and gets results. I'm Joe Comenti, and I serve with Mary Rickett on the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. Supervisor Rickett has a proven record of providing solutions for critical issues like wildfire mitigation and crime. Mary has the experience to move Shasta County forward. Vote Mary Rickett November 5th. A common sense conservative.
Ad paid for by Mary Rickard for Supervisor 2024.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number, and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
It's time again for the Majestic Stillwater Powwow, October 4th through 6th, at the Reading Rodeo Grounds, with free admission for all ages. See the return of the beautiful dancers, the feel of the powerful drummers. Learn and experience firsthand the culture of the Native American people. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow, October 4th through 6th, at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. For information, call 530-225-8979 or visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potter family, this station, and other proud sponsors.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBot. 7:20 in the morning here on the 2nd of October. You need a change in your TV entertainment? Now's the time to call B&T Satellite. Get up to $200 in a gift card for making the change to Dish. Call the guys at B&T Satellite to get you signed up and receive up to $200 gift cards. 530-241-3474. 530-241-3474. Locally owned, locally operated. Doug Tooley's place, and it's a veteran-owned business. B&T Satellite. Okay. The new administrator at Shasta County has recommended David Rickert wants to eliminate the assistant county executive position, saving $354,000 annually in salary and benefits, which represent a combined 9.3% reduction in the county administrative office and clerk of the board budgets. He said that it was started 3 years ago, and they don't really need it. Just said they don't need that position. So it was a position that was started by the last CEO and hired former Sheriff McGreeny to take over all the law enforcement and the jail and all that kind of stuff. And the jail's kind of petered off, as we know. And in fact, there's even no type of timetable for the new jail. So he said we can do without this position. So.
And what is the position again?
Assistant CEO, County Executive Officer. So saves.
Wow.
Close to $400,000, and
so that means more allocation. Like we see that sometimes,
see more money going to other places.
Well,
I mean,
yes.
They're not going to give the money back.
Well, so. No, but I'm just saying that it's like we see this with some of our friends that are in executive positions, and there's a restructuring, which means that their job, they've just now taken on more responsibility because maybe they've restructured and eliminated
kind of position. It's kind of like the federal government. You could reduce the size of the federal government by 10%. You don't have to fire anybody. You just have to, you know, what I can, you know, you try to envision is an efficiency organization comes in and says, if you do it like this, it's going to be more efficient. You can have, instead of four agencies doing this one job, you have one agency or two agencies do it instead of four. And you become more efficient. Well, then as people naturally attrit from retirements or, you know, whatever, you just shrink the size of the government and you make it more efficient. And there's nothing wrong with doing that. Hey, Helene, that you mentioned, you know, on the East Coast, more than 40 trillion gallons of rain is estimated to have hit. Now, this includes not just Helene, but a couple of other storm systems that came through there earlier, nothing like the hurricane, but 40 trillion gallons of rain. That's enough, if you want to know. It can fill up Lake Tahoe once. It could fill up the Dallas Cowboys Stadium 51,000 times. Here's my favorite, so it could fill up 60 million Olympic-sized swimming pools. Each pool contains 660,000 gallons, or it's the same amount of water that flows over Niagara Falls 619 days, 748,000 gallons of water per second. Think about this. They had places in North Carolina that had 2 feet of water poured on them. And because it came over the mountains, the mountains helped to stall it and then also bring the water out of the clouds on this. They figured it out by using precipitation measurements made in 2.5 mile by 2.5 mile grids as measured by satellites and ground observation. He said that was conservative. It could be another trillion gallons out there that fell. And, I mean, you think about that. You think about how much water that came through there and the towns that just disappeared because of the flooding and the people that were caught there.
Yeah, one town is absolutely gone. So when you think about, you know, people missing and you see the catastrophic, images of, I can't remember the one town that, the town, which would be like, okay, let's say that it would be the size of, let me see if we can think something hypothetically here in California close to Redding that we think would be the size of when you drive through.
Size of Anderson. 8,000 people. Yep, think about that. And then Asheville, which is a major, not a major, but it's a major tourist town there. The Biltmore Mansions, and you'd mentioned this, had the, in the grounds there were underwater. They had, water inside the mansion itself. So.
Yeah, Western North Carolina Monday, death toll rises to 40, and I think it's, Buncombe County.
Just one county there. Yeah. Now, there's warnings all over the place about scams. So we talked about this yesterday. If you're going to donate and to help these people on the East Coast with these floods, like they donated to us during the fires, go through the Red Cross, go through your local Red Cross or the National Red Cross. Trump has started a GoFundMe page to help these people down there. So we know that the one that your donation is actually getting to the people. Okay. This port strike that just started.
See, that's another thing.
Yep, port strike. 45,000 people, 50,000 longshoremen has entered its second day, bringing ports along the East Coast and Gulf Coast to a virtual standstill. The wages of the East and Gulf Coast workers are at a base of $39 an hour after 6 years. The union is asking for a 77% pay raise over 6 years. They are also asking for more restrictions and bans on automation of cranes, gates, and container movements used to load or unload cargo. Representing shipping lines, terminal operators, and port authorities said they have offered wage hikes, but claim the union is not operating in good faith. Mm. It impacts 36 ports, handling about one half of U.S. ocean imports. Included are Boston, New York, New Jersey, and Philadelphia. It's going to cost, this one estimated that a 1 week strike could cost the U.S. economy $2 billion and lead to higher prices nationwide for almost any item that comes in overseas. And there's be shortages, there's stuff not coming in, and if this thing lasts a week, I'm just thinking of vegetables and any of the perishable produce, that's just not going to make it through. Okay, we've got to take a break, And when we come back, we have a candidate for the Anderson City Council
who's
going to join us. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is a local bank. I went into Cornerstone yesterday to sign a paper.
Finally moving
and
everything to Cornerstone. You know how you have like three or four different banks through the years that maybe you had.
It's finally moving into Cornerstone.
Everything. It's taken a while.
And I tell you what's held me up, and it's not Cornerstone's fault by any means or the other bank. You have bill pay that automatically pays.
Auto pay.
Your auto pay. It pays your mortgage and, your electric bill and all that. Mm-hmm. Having to shift them over from one bank to another is a tedious job.
Yes.
And it's taken me 2 days to move most of them. I haven't even moved all of them.
Yeah. And you are on your computer every day. Imagine people who, like myself, I don't really like electronic objects that much, meaning I don't live on my phone all the time and don't live on my computer all the time. So imagine people who just basically don't do that, and it's hard, with the rebate we got for our tires. You have to take your rebate. You've got to use your phone and your computer to get the money back for the tires. You can't mail it in.
Well, I went for my for the veterans. Well, look, we're getting into a whole new subject anyway. But
right.
Cornerstone Community Bank. Learn more.
That's what we do.
You know what? They're a good bank. We do business with them. They're a local bank, local board of directors. They're just good people there. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Reading Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Festa Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Go with Mazzano.
Mark Mazzano led the way to rebuild our police department with the most sworn personnel in its history.
Go with Mazzano.
Mazzano pushed hard to get 3 firefighters on every truck and to buy the land for our 9th fire station.
Go with Mazzano.
This 30-year veteran of the California Highway Patrol is a full-time councilman who finally gets things done.
Go with Mazzano.
Because full-time experience matters. Ad paid for by Mark Mazzano for Reading City Council 2024.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Looking for a staycay or a getaway close to home? Well, the best houseboat rentals are happening right now in September and October at Holiday Harbor.
And the off-season rates at Holiday Harbor are amazing deals, and the lake is a perfect 78 degrees. For more information, go to lakeshasta.com or call 530-238-2383.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Experience fall family fun at this year's Turtle Bay Oktoberfest, happening Saturday, October 12th, from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. right here at Paul Plains Forest Camp. Enjoy local breweries, food, live music, animals, games, and more. Oktoberfest-themed costumes are encouraged. Each ticket includes your first beer or root beer for the kids, presented by Liquor Barn and Sasquatch Car Wash. So join us Saturday, October 12th, from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. for Turtle Bay's Oktoberfest. Grab tickets today at turtlebay.org.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients.
experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
All right, good morning and welcome back to this beautiful Wednesday. It's the 2nd. Crackmaster Windshield and Repair brings us this wonderful segment. Jeff, if you're listening, hey, buddy. If you've got a crack or a chip in your windshield or even in your RV, or, you know, we're going to be going into this heat. Now it's air conditioning day. We're going to be going into what it is to throw the heater on when it starts to become frosty. And those little chips and cracks can grow significantly within, like, a second. So you want to go take your automobile in to Jeff, and he's going to give you like a free estimate, and he's fantastic. He's located there at 3208 South Market Street, kind of across from, we like to go eat there. Why can't I think of the name of it right
Sweeties.
Now? Sweeties, thanks. Kind of across the street from Sweeties. So, or you can give him a call at 530-241-8373. He can do cracks and chips up to 24 inches. So go see Jeff today. He's kind
Jeff
of a
Horst,
one.
Crackmaster Windshield Repair, yeah. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business.
There we go.
There you go. Hey, we're here with Bonnie Simmons, who's running for the Anderson City Council. And good morning, Bonnie.
Good morning.
Welcome to our show this morning.
So, who's Bonnie Simmons?
I am a mom. I'm a homeschool mom.
Yeah.
I love my community. I am super active. I want to be involved in my community, and I feel wholeheartedly that that is an avenue in which I can be effective. We're huge volunteer advocates, so we do a Christmas dinner for the seniors and, you know, the community on Christmas Day. I love giving back, and I have a lot of energy, and I think I'm fun.
All right, so we have down so far, before you came on the air, and I know this is, so welcome to our show.
Thank
We're
you.
Happy to have you in the seat, that you are with the Planning Commission. You're been selected to be on the Planning Commission.
Correct.
As well as on the Aging Commission in Shasta County.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
So tell us about...
You're on the Planning Commission for Shasta County?
For Redding.
No, for Anderson.
For
Anderson.
For Anderson, okay.
So each city council member gets to appoint a planning commissioner, and so that's a one step in the process before it gets to city council. So we do code issues and... Mm. And so it's just a step in the local government process.
So why did you decide to run?
I've always loved local government. I like politics. I firmly believe that if we want to see change, we have got to jump in with both feet and get things done. I think at its core, city council represents the community, and their job is to do the best they can do to serve the community. And it's a bridge too between big city or big, you know, state government and local government, and that's where things get done. And I think the residents see the most impact with their local government, and I want to be involved with it.
The what challenges do you see Anderson facing?
Well, housing is a challenge, and I think that that's an issue that's across the board. Businesses, we need to get some small businesses, and I'm a big local and small business person. And so that's a challenge. And so, you know, you're always combating issues with the state with that. California is not a super business-friendly state, and so a lot of people are leaving. And I think our, you know, our families and our schools are facing a lot of challenges as far as the mandates that are coming down from the state. Now, I know local government, you know, doesn't deal with the schools directly. They've got school boards to do that. But it's a big, it can be a partnership, and the city can come alongside the schools and just encourage our kids. And so there's lots of challenges.
Well, Anderson is known for being business friendly.
Friendly, yes.
Yeah. And do you, you know, with inflation and, like you said, all these other, you know, the state mandates that they've laid on everybody, that just gets worse and worse. Is it to the city to try to attract business, or can they provide a, are you looking at providing an atmosphere there within the city?
Well, I know that they have worked, and I've learned this on the planning commission, because I've talked to the, you know, the planners, that they are trying everything they can to make the process as easily as possible as far as getting permits. And the city has an open door policy. Like, if anything, they have any questions, they work really hard at being prompt in returning any requests. And so I just think it's an issue that, you know, lots of people are facing. I don't know that it's necessarily unique to Anderson specifically. Businesses are just struggling, and, you know, from the effects of just the last few years. And I would love to be creative on how we can make Anderson more, you know, desirable. I do know that they send city officials to conferences to try to figure out how to get, you know, businesses to come. And so I know it's an ongoing conversation that everybody has.
All right, so we are here with Bonnie Simmons. We've got a kind of an overall picture of the fact that, you know, I love how you say you're a homeschool. Did I hear you say that? Yes, okay. And that you are on, you've been appointed to be on the Planning Commission, as well as for on aging. Now, would you tell, or can you share, we talked about the fact, if you had a soundbite, what would you say would be, if you had a banner, that would be something you've worked on, that you're involved in presently, that would be like, this is my big thing. Like, you know, that's my chocolate cake.
So my banner does say a new voice. So I do believe that that I can bring that to the city. I believe that change is good. It brings just different perspectives. I want to work on bridging the community relations with City Hall, and I also want to, you know, work on the housing, you know, issues. There's just lots of things that need to be accomplished, and so I think I'm an overall person. I'm ready to just tackle whatever comes our way, and so that's my my goal. I want to continue to foster the relationship between the city and the kids, and so that's me.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we always ask somebody, okay, if you're elected, what do you want to accomplish in your first 6 months?
Okay.
This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry.
I've been thinking about them lately. I need to go in and say
lately,
hello.
Lately?
No, I mean, I'm serious about
that.
It's
because, getting close to Christmas.
Well, no, not just that, because I need to take in some rings. I need to have my batteries changed. You know, we're going to do a time change here pretty soon, and I want to take the my watches in and have them look through. You know, we probably have three or four fun watches. They'll change the battery while you wait. And if you have an estate piece, they'll go through it, make sure that the prongs are working, or if you have a loose stone or anything like that, those are super important things. Or if you need to have pearls restrung or anything like that, these are the people that do it all.
Plus a great selection of jewelry at very fair prices, everything you can imagine. And they've been voted best in the North State 2023 and 2024, there's no reason they shouldn't be voted again. They are the only full-service jewelry store in Reading with a watch repairman, a stone cutter, and just a great attitude down there. They are some fine people at Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Turtle Bay's 18th annual fall plant sale is happening Saturday, October 5th at the Turtle Bay Garden Nursery, located at 1100 Arboretum Drive near the west entrance of the McConnell Arboretum and Botanical Gardens. Turtle Bay's fall plant sale features California natives and drought-tolerant plants propagated on-site and acclimated to our climate. All plants are 30% off for Turtle Bay members and 20% off for the public on Saturday, October 5th. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
Politics on the far left or politics on the far right bring no value to Shasta County. We need common sense policies to address the everyday issues that impact the quality of life for our citizens. We need someone who listens, understands, and has the experience and knowledge to get results. Mary Rickard has a proven record of providing solutions for critical issues like wildfire mitigation, addiction, mental health, and crime. She has the knowledge and experience to move Shasta County forward. On November 5th, vote Mary Rickard for District 3, a common sense conservative.
Ed, paid for by Mary Rickard for Supervisor 2024.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
It's back to school time with Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features timeless decor for the home or office, study, or dorm with a variety of books to choose from, including old encyclopedia sets and classic novels along with sports memorabilia. Memory Lane also offers vintage clothing, college collectibles and gear, classic lunch boxes, porcelain dolls, tin toys, and stuffed animals. You'll also find antique and upcycled furniture, including desks and dressers, and fusion paint and supplies for the do-it-yourselfer. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles features costume to classic jewelry, including necklaces, earrings, bracelets, anklets, and rings in a variety of styles and colors to choose from. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Open Monday 10 to 6, close Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday open noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Welcome back. 3-5 Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Devon. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. That's right. Judy built this business beginning in 1993 and has been helping families, business owners, seniors, and veterans since the day she opened. With the election coming up, inflation, with insurance companies pulling out of California, it's in a state of unrest. Well, for a free review and evaluation of any of your plans, give Judy a call at 530-221-0441. And either one of her financial management experts or one of her insurance experts will address that and give you just the best advice. And Judy is, you know, she's hands-on in this game and treats her customers very, very well, takes care of them. 530-221-0441, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. We're with Bonnie Simmons, who's running for the Anderson City Council. And if you get elected, what's one of the first couple of things you want to accomplish?
Okay, so I narrowed it down to a few things. So the first thing being, there has been great strides to improve our water and sewer infrastructure. It is aging, and so there, the planning department and Public Works is working hard to get that modernized, and so I want to come alongside them and just spearhead that and get that ball rolling as much as we can. There's also been talk, our police department needs a new building, and so that, of course, costs money. So I want to continue to make that a priority and get them the space they need. And as I mentioned before, I want to continue to make Anderson business friendly. But I think I've always thought, and I have a generational growth mindset, and that's kind of across the board. So if we can come alongside our kids, and they've already started great things in the schools as far as trades and classes of that sort, if we can get our kids loving our community and loving business, then we can keep them local. And that's good for our families. That's good for our economy. It's good for our town. And then we can start maybe seeing some of these businesses that start and that are passed down from generation to generation like we used to have. Mm-hmm. And so that is something that I have come to learn to love. And I know that that's kind of, you know, how Anderson kind of used to be when we first moved there. We've lived there since 1999. And so we've seen lots of changes. Still a community I love. But I want to keep our kids local and invested in our community. It's a win for everybody. So those are the things that I want to hit the ground running with. I've already started trying to learn as much as I can about city government. I've met with Public Works, and I'm ready to hit the ground running and do the best job I can come time.
What's your favorite part about running for an election? Because most people don't like it.
So my favorite part has been, and it was the part that I was most scared about to start, is I've been canvassing. I have been going door to door and knocking on people's doors. I had little flyers made. And it's like the longest job interview ever. And it's, but you don't know what you're going to get when you answer the door. And I've been asked all sorts of questions, and I've met a lot of great people. And so that's been my favorite part about running, is learning about our community, getting into places in our community that I wouldn't normally go. We've got some cute little kids that answer the door, and some great moms. And so that's been my most favorite part about running for office.
Just meeting these new people.
Meeting the new people, because that's, you know, to me, at its core, I mean, yes, we have, you know, responsibilities to do in city government. You got to do all the official stuff. And I want to do that. But I want to represent the community. I'm a resident, too. And so we have a vested interest, and I have a vested interest who in my city council is as well. So the decisions we make on council affect the community, and that's a really important job. I feel it's a job that requires humility. It requires integrity, honesty, and transparency, and that's what I feel like I can bring to the council, is those good things, and I'm ready to work hard.
So when you came on our show today, how did you find out about us?
So it was recommended that I come on your show, and so that's when I emailed Carl, and so I kind of wasn't sure what I was going to get when I got here,
right.
But it's important to me. Votes are important to me, and I take that seriously. When I'm asking somebody to vote for me, that's a big deal, and it's not something that I take lightly. And so it's one of the reasons why I've been going canvassing, is to help people put a face to a name, and so they don't get just this ballot with a list of names on it, and then they've got to just randomly pick who they think might be a good job based on the little title that's mm-hmm. underneath our name.
Hey, Bonnie, and if somebody wants to get a hold of you, you do have a Facebook page, but I mean, how would someone say, Bonnie, I want to sit down and talk with you?
Well, they can do Facebook, like you said, and I'm not sure that I dare give my phone number.
Right, but I mean, somebody needs, if you're running for office, there are people who would like to sit and have coffee with you, because their vote does matter.
Absolutely.
So Facebook is what you're saying.
Facebook is
Bonnie
the best.
Bonnie Simmons.
Bonnie Simmons, that's the best way to do it. I'm happy to meet with anybody, anytime. I am having at Anderson River Park, this Saturday, the fifth at 4 o'clock, at the amphitheater green mm-hmm. lawn area. There's some picnic tables. And so I will be there, to answer any questions anybody has. And honestly, if you know of anybody in Anderson, you know, they most likely, it's the 6 degrees, you could probably mm-hmm. get a hold of somebody that mm-hmm. knows me that can get a hold of me.
When you have, we have a few minutes left here, and I want to say you were also a commissioner on aging. What does that entail?
So what that does is that is acts as an advisory commission to the Board of Supervisors. So when it was established, to be kind of a filter as far as any funds that are related to seniors and spending and organizations. And then we would go through those and then make recommendations to the Board of Supervisors based on the evaluations. It has laid dormant for a number of years and didn't really, it kind of lost of its effectiveness and didn't operate in the manner in which it was designed. So we have spent the last year and a half going over the bylaws, revamping them, trying to get the commission back to function the way it's supposed to function. Sadly, it's an 8-person commission, and there's only 3 seated members. Mm. So there's still some district supervisors that need people. They need to appoint people to be on the commission. And then I do believe the city of Reading has a vacancy as well. And so if anybody has any questions about that, they can contact me via Facebook as well. And there's also a website, and I do believe that my phone number is listed on the Shasta County website. I'm not sure how you have to get fiddle with the drop-down.
Yeah, and of course, during these times, you hesitate to give your number out over the air. So this Saturday at Anderson Park, you will be there at 4 o'clock to meet and greet.
Yep, 100%.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot for reaching out to us, Bonnie, because we like Anderson.
Bonnie Simmons. Anderson.
And yeah, it's a great place. And like everywhere else, so we face problems.
Yes. Well, thank you for having me, and I appreciate people's vote.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a break from the news in a few seconds, but we have Captain Brian Cole from the Reading Police Department that's going to be joining us right after the break. You know, I want to ask him about, because of what's going on with the budget we have in Reading and the lower taxes coming in, that we're short some officers where we used to be full, but now we're short officers, not because we can't hire them. It's just because of what's going on in the budget, it appears, right now. But we're going to take a break for the news, and we'll be right back.
Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The Hurricane Helene death toll at least 166 as crews continue searching for the missing. And survivors struggle to obtain the basics, things like food and water. Today, President Biden will visit the Carolinas. He'll take an aerial tour of the devastation.
North Carolina resident Robin Wynn says she's lucky she evacuated.
I didn't know where I was going. Didn't know what was going to happen next, but I got out and I'm alive and I'm very blessed.
Many in both states without running water, cell service, electricity, food and water remain an issue.
I think this is the worst. A lot of people have seen it.
FEMA Administrator Frank Matranga telling residents assistance is available.
We've registered over 150,000 households for assistance and already provided over $2 million directly to disaster survivors.
The cost of the storm damage across the southeast estimated in the billions. I'm Julie Walker.
And then there's another hurricane, this one named Kirk.
The maximum sustained winds have increased to 80 miles per hour, and we're expecting that the storm will strengthen significantly over the next couple of days and probably become a major hurricane by tomorrow. However, the storm is moving northwestward out over the open ocean, and the current forecast is that the storm is going to stay well away from land for the foreseeable future.
The National Hurricane Center's Jack Bevin says Kirk is way out in the middle of the tropical Atlantic. Federal prosecutors say they may bring additional charges against New York City Mayor Eric Adams and indict others in the corruption case against him. That surfaced today at a federal court hearing in Manhattan. Saying that he is busy running the city, Adams insisting that he is innocent. Watching Wall Street this hour, stocks currently are in the red. The Dow is down 11 points, the Nasdaq off 2, the S&P 5 points lower. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey folks, Donald Trump Jr. here. Let me ask you this. Does inflation feel worse than we're being told in the news? That's because the official inflation rate doesn't tell the whole story. Since January of 2021, the cost of living has increased by 17.9%. You can't get that money back. But what you can do is stop your losses today. How? By diversifying your savings into a gold IRA from my friends at the Birch Gold Group. When you're done, your money will be parked in a tangible asset with proven history. To see how it works, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word PREPARE to 989898. Birch Gold is the only gold company I trust. They provide an easy process to roll over your 401k or IRA into gold without losing your tax advantage status. So text PREPARE to 989898. That's prepare to the number 989898 to get your free info kit on gold IRAs from Birch Gold.
What about the U.S. role in helping Israel fend off that Iranian missile attack?
The Pentagon says Iran fired almost 200 missiles. The president says they are still assessing the impact.
Based on what we know now, the attack appears to have been defeated and ineffective.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu thanked the U.S. for its support. He says Iran made a big mistake tonight, and it will pay for it. The president was asked about an Israeli response.
We've been in constant contact with the Israeli government and our counterparts, and that remains to be seen.
Iran says the attack was retaliation for attacks by Israel that killed leaders of Hezbollah, Hamas, and the Iranian military. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Thai police have arrested the driver of a bus carrying young students and teachers. It caught fire, killed 23 in suburban Bangkok as families arrived to help identify their loved ones. News and analysis, townhall.com. A Big Three automaker offering a special accommodation for those who have faced a major health challenge.
As we enter Breast Cancer Awareness Month, Ford Motor Company is offering a new seat belt to help those who've received mastectomies due to breast cancer. The company says the support belt was designed by a Ford marketing partner after she was diagnosed with cancer and had a double mastectomy. Ford says the new seat belt is made from a soft, breathable foam that fastens to the seat belt to relieve pressure and reduce discomfort on the person's chest. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Voting is starting in the annual Fat Bear Week contest at Alaska's Katmai National Park. Viewers are able to pick their favorite among a dozen brown bears fattened up to survive the winter. The contest now in its 10th year. It celebrates the resiliency of the 2,200 brown bears living in the preserve. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And today is the 2nd of October and 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Christine is at the helm. And
good morning.
You know, maybe it's another National Taco Day. I don't know. We had, but Taco Tuesday was yesterday.
I know. I was just confused with my other work because for some reason they celebrate today.
Okay. And well, they probably got all the used tacos that were used yesterday. Tacos.
Ugh. Okay. Used tacos. That sounds like
what's the weather?
Really bad cartoon. Okay. Now, we, believe it or not, folks, 8 o'clock in the morning, we have a heat advisory today with sunny and hot temperatures ahead of us with 101. We could go up to 105, depending. So, super hot day tonight. Clear skies with overnight lows of around 69. It is beautiful when you look at the stars. We do have clear skies. Thursday calls for 96 and Friday 92. We're at 93 and 93. So we're just up there in the, high, middle of the high 90s, up until, Monday. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson, locally owned where they always give senior and veteran discounts, a veteran-owned company, 365-3793 to help you find out where you're going with your propane needs, especially coming up right now.
It's going to get cold.
We need to start thinking about how we're preparing for the winter so it doesn't just, like, drop on us.
Okay.
Yes.
Hey, we are here with the Redding Police Department, Captain Brian Cole.
Captain!
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. I get photos from places with Captain Polk, Chief Barner, Captain Isley. You know, and Linda's right in the middle of them, and I'm thinking, I literally, she had walked out of the office, and like 3 minutes later.
Who are you cheating on?
Arrested again.
Yeah, we couldn't pass on that opportunity when the captains and the chief were having coffee and she walked in. We're like, come over, let's get a photo and send it to Carl.
I mean, it wasn't like 5 minutes after you left.
Love
anyway.
A good rat.
Yeah. Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Captain. You know, tell us a little bit about what your job is in the police department.
Yeah, sure. I've been on here a few times before.
Yes,
but, things are always moving and shaking at the department. And so there's actually been some changes at the captain ranks. So I believe you had Captain Ron Isley in here maybe 3 months ago or so.
Like that.
He was the detective captain at the time, and he's moved on to the administrative captain and is actually getting ready to retire here in 2 months. And I'm sure he hates that I'm putting that out on the radio.
Well, you know what? I'm glad you did, because I was going to that. I see Captain Isley on a regular basis because he's a Marine.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the Marine Corps ball is coming.
Yep.
And it's and to think that Ron is retiring, hoping that maybe he'll stay in the area at least. I don't know about his kids' ages, but thinking hopefully he's still got kids around here going to school, so we got him.
Yeah.
Plus the fact he's just a good guy.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Happy for Ron. So
yeah, he's made it through.
He's holding down the administrative division for the next couple months, and when he retires, we'll be testing for a new captain, and that'll create some trickle down for probably a new lieutenant position. But I took his role as the detective captain. I came out of field operations, and then Captain Chris Smirnos moved over and took field operations. So Captain Smirnos is now overseeing everything that's out on the streets, all the uniform officers.
Chris has been on. Here's the thing that Chief Barner does, which I really, really, I think it's great for our community, is he sends one of you all in for like 3 months, and then he'll come in.
Yeah.
And kind of tie it all together about things that's going on.
So we get to know, the people in our police
that are running,
force. And we
that
have
are
a,
running
we,
the police.
We're very, very blessed. We've got a great group of
officers,
and so let's talk a little bit about Captain Brian Cole. And I'm going to go according to what we have here on the website. You were hired by the Reading Police Department as a police. Okay, did we just lose that in 2006? Love the fact that you served in the Army.
Yes, ma'am.
For 5 years.
Active duty.
Yes, sir. Yep.
When was that?
This is
the first time I've heard that.
Yeah, I went in a week out of graduating high school. Went in and went to Fort McClellan, Alabama, which is no longer an active post. I think they still do some stuff there. But went into the Chemical Corps at the time. And
MBC?
Yeah.
Chemical warfare guys.
Nuclear, biological, chemical stuff. So I did that and got to bounce around, went to Korea for a little bit, went over to the Middle East for a little bit, and got to experience some southern hospitality being stationed in Georgia. And then came back, got out of the service, and came back and started working on my education and kind of discovered the Reading Police Department through a few individuals that were going through the bachelor's degree program with me, and they encouraged me to come out on a ride-along, and here I am 18-plus years later, rocking and rolling still.
And currently pursuing your master's degree?
Yes.
Or is this like an older, yeah?
Now, I'm slowly trickling away at it. You know, it's kind of one of those side projects.
I took the amphibious warfare course online. And it's like 50 or 60 things you have to do. And, I mean, because I was deployed, it just took forever. And then I was assigned to the school. So as soon as you got to the school, the amphibious warfare school, they automatically graduated you from your online studies.
Nice.
Which was, that was the only good thing about
that. Yeah, and one of the things that's great about the Reading Police Department is we have actively pursued the hiring of veterans, especially as we did our big hiring push over the last couple of years. So we have a lot of veterans from all the branches working at the police department. I believe we still have more Marines than any other branch, but
you got that. I know that y'all fill at least one table. Sometimes it's two from the Reading Police Department coming in there. I know you got Coast Guard in there with Denham.
Yep,
and he's. Gosh, he's been in there a long time now. He must be looking at 15, 16 years.
He has, and there's so many similarities between aspects of, the military and law enforcement. So they understand discipline and structure, and they're tough mental individuals, which you need in order to be a successful police officer. So a lot of great qualities in them that usually make them very good police officers.
Well, Brian, let me just, toot your horn a little bit more here. You've worked as patrol officer, detective, patrol corporal, patrol sergeant, detective sergeant, patrol watch commander, and administrative lieutenant. And now...
SWAT team commander.
Yeah.
SWAT team leader. So you've been through the whole department.
Gamut.
Yeah, I've had some good exposure to pretty much all over the department, and I've been really blessed to have a lot of the assignments that I've had.
Okay.
A little bit of stress, but I still have more hair than Ron Isley, so I'm doing okay.
So
does everybody. We're with Captain Brian Cole. We're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center is one of the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the United States. They are, of course, a teaching hospital with that residency program of 22 residents at Shasta Regional that not only work at Shasta Regional, but at local clinics here, working with the VA. The idea behind this, of course, is provide a top-level education, but also to see if we can talk to, you know, have them stay here. And the first two that we interviewed that will be graduating this June are planning on staying right here in Reading. So that's a huge success. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. We'll be right back with Captain Brian Cole.
Needs a long-term lease. Doubters say to stop, but it's a
go with Masana.
The Rancheria wants to build near I-5 and create more jobs. Doubters say to stop, but it's a
go with Masana.
Redding's infrastructure needs streamlining to save money. Doubters say to stop, but it's a
go with Masana.
Redding's homeless shelter program is working with more to do. Since 2020, doubters say stop. Masana says go. Why stop progress for Redding? Re-elected.
Go with Masana.
And made for by Mark Masana for Redding City Council 2024.
Turtle Bay's 18th annual fall plant sale is happening Saturday, October 5th at the Turtle Bay Garden Nursery, located at 1100 Arboretum Drive near the west entrance of the McConnell Arboretum and Botanical Gardens. Turtle Bay's fall plant sale features California natives and drought-tolerant plants propagated on-site and acclimated to our climate. All plants are 30% off for Turtle Bay members and 20% off for the public on Saturday, October 5th. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Join us as we celebrate a milestone in American history, the 249th birthday of the United States Marine Corps. Mark your calendars for November 10th at the Wind River Event Center, where everyone is invited to honor the Marines in style. The celebration kicks off with a march to colors featuring the Jefferson Pipes and Drums as we pay tribute to our oldest and youngest Marines. This unforgettable evening includes a delicious dinner, birthday cake, and dancing. Tickets are just $45, and they're going fast, so secure yours. Visit ShastaMarines.com. That's ShastaMarines.com. Don't miss out on this special event. Tickets are just $45, and they're going fast, so secure yours. Visit ShastaMarines.com. Again, that's ShastaMarines.com. Don't miss out on this special event. We can't wait to celebrate with you on November 10th at the Wind River Event Center. See you there.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio and the weather. is going to be hot.
We are under a heat advisory, folks. Here we are in the second day of October, and it looks like we may have anywhere from 101 to 105 today. So, again, just, I mean, we could feel it yesterday.
Yeah.
The temperature, it was in the afternoon of what it was, the you know, the asphalt outside, because we were taking Buford in and out of the back door for the station here. I was like, whoa. This is, you know, still be careful here.
Well, the report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a family-owned business, locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. We're here with Captain Brian Cole of the Reading Police Department. And we've been a number of things happening. One of the things that was brought up the other day by Mayor Audette was we're down 7 officers due to budget problems.
Yeah, the city is definitely, I think, trying to navigate and plan as they go into their next 2-year budget planning cycle on some budgetary issues in regards to revenue. And so we worked extremely hard over the last 3 to 4 years, you know, under Chief Shuler, trying to build our department back and able to get a lot of great assets, the park rangers, the bike team, you know, our neighborhood police unit, and so many other different assets, the additional officers on each of the patrol beats. So there's probably going to be some hard discussions, I would imagine, and decisions on how we're going to continue to fund some of those units that we have working for us.
Okay. Well, what an impact does that have, 7 officers? Are we still able to keep everything going?
Yeah, we're still doing pretty good right now. We're able to still be a very proactive agency with all of the resources that we have. But, you know, 7 can get away from you quickly, especially if you have injuries, which at any given time a department goes through kind of waves of injuries, officers that get hurt out on the job. And so then you have to start making decisions. Well, do I continue to staff specialty units or do I have to plug some of these bodies, back into patrol, because patrol is our primary function. I mean, all of our goals are to support responding to emergency calls for service. And so those are conversations that the chief has with his captains all the time. And you know, I know the chief is in constant communication with the city manager about our resources and our budget. And so it's an ongoing conversation.
I'm sure. But you still have plenty of people to make that sweep you made last night.
Yeah, we're doing good. Our detective division, we have 13 detectives right now. We have 2 sergeants that basically run the day-to-day operations, a crime analyst, a records technician. I have an assistant, and we have a missing person community service officer that does missing person cases and ID work. And so that, in a nutshell, is the division. And so one of the things that we started talking about after I came over in July was it had been a while since we had really done anything as far as accountability for sex offenders. So we partnered up with some of our local agencies. So we had the Shasta County Sheriff's Office, the Anderson Police Department, and parole. And we all got together, and one of our detectives, Chad Gross, and Detective Saylee, put together this operation, and really what we wanted to do was something more than just check addresses to make sure sex offenders are living where they're supposed to be. So we designed this to be a combination of serving warrants, doing parole searches, basically just letting these sex offenders know that we are going to continue to try and check on them. So we went out last night. We hit locations all over the city, some on the outskirts of the city. Unfortunately, Shasta County, I believe, has in excess of approximately 1,500 registered sex offenders. So it's a lot of people to check on.
1,500 registered sex offenders in Shasta County?
Yeah, I believe so. So I think the state of California has somewhere between 65 and 70,000 registered sex offenders in it. So we went out. We ended up making 10 arrests for a variety of things, parole violations, warrants. Some of them had dope or drugs. We arrested an individual that actually was in possession of a firearm and had child pornography on his phone and, believe it or not, some sex toys in the trunk of his vehicle. So these are definitely the individuals that need some accountability and need to be checked on. So overall, huge success, and thank you to all the hard work put in by our staff and the agencies that assisted us with that. So we'll continue to try and do that stuff from time to time when we can plan and squeeze it in there amongst everything else.
I've noticed that there have been other sweeps that have picked up offenders with weapons. I mean, these are felons. And we spend so much time, it appears, in the state trying to take away or make it harder for law-abiding citizens to get to buy a firearm or to buy ammunition. That these guys and girls seem to have it, you know, a plethora of firearms.
Yeah, I mean, your criminals are not they're not obtaining firearms and ammunition through law-abiding means, or getting them through, you know, burglaries to home residences, or being stolen out of vehicles, or being traded for, you know, a variety of other criminal things. So, yes, one thing I will say is I do know that the Shasta County Sheriff's, the sheriff himself, there's always been a strong support in this community for firearms, responsible firearm ownership, mm-hmm. and CCWs. Sure. And so that is good to see up here because, that is not the way it is in every county, depending on who your sheriff is and what the taste of the county is.
No, that's for sure. What else is going on? I know you've got a whole list of things
The other thing I wanted to mention, you know, we have three of our detectives, and they work specifically in our high-tech crimes unit. And what is becoming more and more prevalent in all these cases that we're working, really, anytime we have a major investigation, our high-tech crimes unit is touching that case because we're looking at either, really, it's mostly cell phones these days. I mean, cell phones are computers, but we look at laptops, we look at all sorts of things. And so the technology and keeping up with the technology is a constant challenge. And so it's amazing the training that these guys are going through. But one of the groups that we do participate with that I want to mention is the Sacramento Valley High Tech Crimes Task Force. And so they have what's called the Internet Crimes Against Children, or ICAC. And so our high tech crimes guys are a part of that organization. And basically, they monitor online tips or hits that they are getting regarding child pornography that's being traded online or moved around online. And so we are working with that group, as a matter of fact. There's been some recent operations, and I think you'll see something coming out about that in the near future. And when Sacramento releases that, we'll then highlight our involvement in it as well. So there is stuff going on behind the scenes. I know a lot of people think that, you know, detectives just come out on, hey, we have a homicide or we have a robbery or a major investigation. But there's so much that our staff is doing every single day. And in particular, a lot of that has to do with children that have been victimized. So we have three full-time sex crimes detectives, and they work extremely hard. They are very passionate. And our generalist is what we call them, which are kind of our overflow guys. You're like your Swiss Army knife. They'll take any case that you give them.
Yeah.
They help out our sex crimes detectives all the time with that overflow. So,
you know, I just still find it amazing that child porn is so prevalent.
It's like an addiction, a drug. It's a sickness. Like
you can call it anything you want, but the fact is, I am still surprised about the prevalent, how prevalent it is in our society. You know, a lot of it comes in from other countries, but we have the trade right here in the United States. I guess is worth, I mean, it's like billions of dollars.
Yeah, so social media and the internet just make things extremely difficult, and we're starting to even see where some of the cryptocurrency is being used in exchange for some of this stuff, and that's a whole other specialty that's extremely complex to try and dive into. So on any given day, everybody's working pretty hard on these cases, keeping pretty busy.
We're with Captain Brian Cole, heads up the Detective Division for Reading Police Department, and then we're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Millers. Or if you remember back to the subway before Lucky's was there. They were established in 1960. They've been in this space since 1966. So if you say, gee, They keep moving around. No. No, they don't. They've been there a long time. And I've been going there a long time. Never had a bad haircut. It's a great place. It's locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. You can make appointments for your haircuts, which is the way I do it, just by calling them at 530-244-9478. Never had a bad haircut there, and they're just really good people, Tim and Logan. Cypress Square Barbershop, it's man's last stronghold. We'll be right back.
Fall family fun at this year's Turtle Bay Oktoberfest, happening Saturday, October 12th, from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. right here at Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp. Enjoy local breweries, food, live music, animals, games, and more. Oktoberfest-themed costumes are encouraged. Each ticket includes your first beer or root beer for the kids, presented by Liquor Barn and Sasquatch Car Wash. So join us Saturday, October 12th, from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. for Turtle Bay's Oktoberfest. Grab tickets today at turtlebay.org.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Looking for a staycay or a getaway close to home? Well, the best houseboat rentals are happening right now in September and October at Holiday Harbor.
And the off-season rates at Holiday Harbor are amazing deals, and the lake is a perfect 78 degrees. For more information, go to LakeShasta.com or call 530-238-2383.
Simpson University is having their annual golf classic. This is a fundraiser for Simpson Athletics, October 11th at the Riverview Golf Course at 4200 Bocelli Lane. The Simpson University Golf Classic includes a tri-tip lunch, Nike polo, a golf hat, Pro V1 golf balls, and much more. The event also features a silent auction with a shotgun start at 8 a.m. Contact Rob Harley at 417-459-7297 or email rharley@simpsonu.edu.
Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
There we go. Just for Linda and Sheriff Mike Johnson, who loves that.
Now, let's just say that if you don't remember that commercial, it was a camel. Okay, thus the hump day. So if anybody And Wednesday usually is called hump day.
Because you're over the hump, and now it's, supposedly it's downhill till Saturday, however, or Friday. But if you're in the police department, and we have Captain Brian Cole here from the Lorraine Police Department, really the weekend isn't something you want to look forward to. Okay, think of it like this. A nice night, a full moon, and it's Friday night. Is that one of your favorite nights on the beat?
I mean, you can have some exciting times. I know there's a lot of talk about full moons and the craziness that happens, but
well, one night we were out after the rodeo, and I guess it was getting close to midnight, and we were right down here at the little taco place here on Placer and California.
Yeah,
we were in there having a taco or something.
It was my birthday.
Yeah, and it was remarkable. The amount of people, first of all, that were out, and also watching very nicely dressed ladies just hammered out of their heads out there. And there was a police car parked at the other end of the block, and I'm thinking, whoa, you talk about a target-rich environment right here. I mean, there weren't any fights or anything. Everybody's having a good time. But it was just, and we were looking out going, we got to come out here more often.
It was a people watch time.
It was, oh my gosh, it was entertaining. So, what are the things? I know you got a list of things there. We talked about you had a sweep last night.
Yeah.
Of sex offenders, arrested 10, looked at 45 different sex offenders. There's 1,500 sex offenders in Shasta County.
Yeah, and we'll continue to do those operations and try and work on accountability, and we'll put something out on social media a little bit later today about some more specifics of that operation. Definitely talking about some tough topics this morning, so I want to talk about some positive stuff that's also going on, just, you know, not within the detective division, but within the city and within the entire Reading Police Department. So we are currently doing our second Citizen Academy, and I believe you've had Lieutenant Renault on here before, but we had the first Citizen Academy in the spring, which was a huge success. So Sergeant Garrett Maxwell is running our second Citizen Academy, and I believe they're in week three or going into week four. And we've got a lot of great positive feedback, just exposing people to kind of what law enforcement deals with. Granted, it's only, you know, 8 or 9 Thursdays, so it's a snapshot, but really kind of educating those folks. And then when they're out in the public, they, you know, the Chief Barner likes to use the word ambassadors. They become our ambassadors because they see the men and women of the Reading Police Department. They see the work that gets put in and all of the challenges that they have to deal with. So I did check to make sure she was okay with saying it, but we did our taser portion this last week, and I think most of Reading knows Mimi Mosley.
Mimi got tased.
She was a champ. She took the taser, and I believe she was the first one to do it. So pretty impressive for her. So
she can know what it feels like to be tased.
Mm-hmm. So give her kudos.
I can see her doing that.
She puts a lot of things on Facebook. Yeah. Mimi does, and part of it is the Citizens Academy that she does, and she's obviously all for it. I did not see her comments on the taser law, and I was just wondering if Marty, her husband, is he going to go out and buy one, or is that?
I think it's a one-time thing.
If you've ever been tased, you only need it once.
Yeah, you don't need to get it.
And then
again.
Then your whole body just stops. So anyway, and the last academy was a great success. So, and you're going to continue having these, I assume.
Yeah, that is the goal. I think Chief Barner wants to try and have them twice a year, if possible. Continue that and continue opening those up. So, great opportunity for us to get to know some of the community and some of the community to get to know us. So, finishing that, our canine team is partners with Woody's Brewing Company, and so they're doing their annual canine fundraiser. This year, they've actually moved it from Woody's to At the Park. Over there, behind the Lorenz there. And so Woody's brews a bunch of beer, and they put all our canines on their cans, and it's a fundraiser for the canine nonprofit. Everybody loves the dogs. They love them more than they love the cops. So if you want to come out and meet the canines and support a local business, then that's a great opportunity.
How much does a – I don't think people realize how much a trained canine costs, but it's over $20,000. Is that right?
I don't know.
I've read different prices, but they all are pretty expensive.
I don't know the exact amount. Sergeant Ryan Ellis, who runs our canine program, would definitely know. But they are not cheap. We get them over there trained over in
we're not talking like $5,000. Yeah, these are special dogs.
Yeah, and then there is a tremendous amount of training that goes into the dog after they're over here with their handler and sending that handler to a lengthy canine school and some of the additional training. So it is a huge investment, definitely for sure. But we're fortunate to have the canine program. The state of California has definitely made some attempts to try and minimize our ability to use canines. And
well, that one, this idiot brought up that they couldn't be used for arrest. They could be used for drugs, but not for arrest. And I mean, if the whole state banded together on this one, it seemed like this became a real bipartisan issue where they're saying, do not take the dogs away from the police because you've taken away a non-lethal asset.
Yeah, they're a great tool and they help keep cops safe. And they help us safely apprehend people. So if you want to support the canine nonprofit,
absolutely,
you can come out, the park on the 12th, I think from 5 to 10 o'clock. So that's,
12th of October.
12th of October. That's a great thing that's going on. And then it's Think Pink Month. So our department always participates in Think Pink Month. So Lieutenant Ortega and Detective Kyle Lovelady are running that for us. And so we're going to be doing actually the Think Pink car reveal with Cinerama tomorrow morning, actually, at 9 o'clock. So you'll seeing the pink RPD car as well as pink cars from some of the other agencies rolling around. And they are doing the lighting of the bridge on the 17th, the city is to celebrate Think Pink. And you can come out and run this coming Saturday if you want in the Think Pink run, too, the 5K. I'm a runner, so I try and do that stuff.
You know, during Think Pink month, you would think you'd do something like pink handcuffs.
We do
hook them up with pink handcuffs and get your photos.
Stop it, Carl.
We do pink patches, and so we have 8 of them this year. We added Shascom has a patch as well, so you can go to any of the local agencies to the lobbies and pick up any of the patches. They're $10 a piece, and I believe the proceeds go to the Think Pink Foundation.
That's great.
So good cause, and you'll probably see some of our staff rolling around. The chief authorizes pink shirts and pink patches during the month of October.
Well, I think Tim Renault would be the one that would wear a pink shirt out there. I mean, it just kind of is
reflective of his personality.
I mean, that's him. Yeah. I mean, he's out there. He's gets behind all these local organizations and all this, and Tim's probably listening right now.
I'm sure he is.
That was just a bit of love from me to you.
And Lieutenant Renault's a good guy. But Lieutenant Ortega and Detective Lovelady work really hard on this, and it's a great event. So I want to give them definitely some credit. Some other exciting stuff that's going on. We got a grant to fund an officer through the state. So we will actually, starting, I believe, this week, we will be rolling out a full-time DUI officer out on the streets.
DUI. Let's just talk. I just had a friend, and Ron knows him also, that was hit head-on in his truck and ends up with a broken sternum. His truck is destroyed. Ends up in Mercy Hospital. And thank God. It was, a broken sternum is pretty serious, but he's out of the hospital. The person driving, DUI, suspended license, and probably no insurance. We have a problem out there.
Yeah, it's a constant ongoing challenge, and it's a focus for all the patrol shifts, especially the graveyard units that are out, because that's when DUIs are most prevalent. So I know that's something we definitely encourage our staff to focus on and try and do enforcement on. This, what's nice about this, we've had it before in the past, but it's usually grant funded, so it comes and goes. You don't get it every single year. But what's nice about this is that is kind of our expert. You know, so if we have fatal DUI collisions, this individual is available for that and can focus on that. They're not tied to patrol calls for service, so they can literally focus on education and enforcement. As far as that position.
So officers, it used to be, for alcohol, you can just run a test. But driving under the influence is also marijuana, drugs, all these other things. So your officers have to be trained in the ability to start picking up things because it's not going to show in the bloodstream.
Yeah, it's continued to become more and more complicated, especially with the legalization of marijuana. So you're right. Our officers do have to have a lot of training. They have to be able to identify that. But at the end of the day, impairment is impairment. You know, whether it's you're high on methamphetamine or heroin or alcohol or marijuana, or typically what we see is a combination of all of those things, or a variety of things. You have to put all that together and determine whether or not a person can safely operate a motor vehicle.
Do they do like the, you know, walk down the line and put your finger on your nose? I mean, that's for anybody. That's impaired.
Is that still being done?
Yeah, there's standard tests that they teach. There's a variety of them that you can use, but like the walk and turn, and there's some that are pretty typical that you use.
I mean, you don't do the step pump.
I'm not familiar with the step pump.
Oh, okay. Well, that
it's a dance step.
Oh, yeah.
And then he does the twirl.
And in full transparency, it has been a while since I have made a DUI arrest. generally, they frown upon captains out making DUI arrests.
But if you just happen to see one, there's that Murano driving down the street there.
Yeah. No.
Hey, we're with Captain Brian Cole.
I'm very responsible.
I know you are. Captain Brian Cole, the Raymond Police Department, in charge of the detective section, but he's worked throughout the department. He can talk about anything. And we've talked about a big sweep they did last night, went to 45 sex offenders, checking on them, arrested 10. We're talking about in DUI. We got a DUI officer assigned now to a grant from the state. The fact that we are down 7 officers due to budget constraints at the city, that Captain Barner's working on with Barry Tippin on that, still able to keep our neighborhood police units, keep our bike patrols and our park units going. And is the river patrol still going?
As far as our park rangers being out on the river, they may have just shut it down. I'm not sure. Usually around the end of September, beginning of October, depending on the flow levels, is when we have to shut down the river patrols. But, yeah, they have been out there doing that throughout the summer. So, I mean, the Reading Police Department is still
you're still running.
They
everything.
Are still being our staff is being very proactive. All our units are out running, and we hear that a lot from the business community. And I know we've talked with you guys about it. You know,
seeing the difference with
the bike team, and so it's nice to hear that and nice to see, despite the challenges, that we are making some progress.
Okay. All right. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Captain Brian Cole of the Reading Police Department. Okay.
Turtle Bay's 18th annual fall plant sale is happening Saturday, October 5th at the Turtle Bay Garden Nursery, located at 1100 Arboretum Drive near the west entrance of the McConnell Arboretum and Botanical Gardens. Turtle Bay's fall plant sale features California natives and drought-tolerant plants propagated on-site and acclimated to our climate. All plants are 30% off for Turtle Bay members and 20% off for the public on Saturday, October 5th. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
It's time again for the Majestic Stillwater Powwow, October 4th through 6th, at the Reading Rodeo Grounds with free admission for all ages. See the return of the beautiful dancers, the feel of the powerful drummers. Learn and experience firsthand the culture of the Native American people. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow, October 4th through 6th, at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. For information, call 530-225-8979 or visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potter family, this station, and other proud sponsors.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Whether you're looking for unique items for your home or office, shop Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane offers a variety of antiques, military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry, including crosses and rings, along with sports memorabilia and collectibles. Memory Lane also features antique and upcycled furniture and decor, including paintings and signs, picture frames, books, and movies. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles also has a wide assortment of jewelry to choose from, including antique and vintage, to costume and classic jewelry. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Memory Lane is open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6 and Sunday noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Welcome back on this Wednesday edition, the 2nd of October. It looks like we are under a heat advisory today here in Shasta County.
In October.
It looks like it's going to be 101, maybe up to 104 today. So again, it's one of those, check your back seat. Don't leave animals or pets or anything like that in your car.
I got out because I brought Buford today.
Yes.
And Buford just lays down in the back seat and sleeps in the 5 minutes it takes me to get from home to work.
Yes.
I walked out, opened up the back door of the offices here, and thought, what? There's something missing here.
Right.
It's the dog.
Yep.
So it's possible to do that. So just be careful for your animals or for people, especially people leaving babies in the backseat.
Anything living, human.
Anything.
So,
hey, we are here with Captain Brian Cole of the Reading Police Department. And Brian has worked in, every division in Reading Police Department, and now he heads up the detective division. And you mentioned during the break school resource officer.
Yeah, I don't think we've been on the radio since we expanded our footprint a little bit, but we were fortunate. We've always had a good relationship with the Shasta Union High School District with an SRO on the Enterprise campus and the Shasta High School campus. And so Chief Varner was able to work with them and expand. And so we now have a school resource officer, Officer Cameron Hooks, out at Foothill High School. And although Foothill is outside of the Reading PD jurisdiction, when we took a look at some of the students that were going out there, there was a large portion of Reading students that are driving and going out to Foothill, particularly those that live on the east side of town, on the outskirts. So we were really happy to get a police officer out there on that campus, keeping the kids safe and getting to interact with the staff.
The school resource officers must go through some kind of special training.
Well, usually a school resource officer is someone that has been on the job for a few years, has more experience. Mm-hmm. Traditionally, they've always been a lot of our more senior officers. However, we are a very young department because we've gone through so much growth over the last several years. But really what you're looking for is someone that likes working with kids, that can probably relate to them, has a passion for that. And Cameron is an excellent example of that. And I'm sure the staff loves him out there.
Well, you know, see, because things, you know, kids are different nowadays. Yeah, I mean, we all know that. I mean, it's not their fault. It's just life is different. And so, you know, when I came back from Iraq, I was a student, or not student, but a substitute teacher. And I did that for a couple months and, you know, then went on and did some other stuff. But it wasn't that the kids were bad or anything. They're just different.
Yeah.
And but having a school resource officer, now we've got them in three schools. It would be great if we had them in every school. You try to expand as you can.
Yeah, absolutely. Those are the three on the high school campuses. So we do have an SRO assigned to Enterprise Elementary School District and one assigned to Reading School District.
Okay.
And then we have one at Shasta College. So we've expanded and we're fortunate to now have six, which is the most we've ever had.
Wow, that's great. Yeah. Now, the school districts help pay for this.
Yeah, the school districts are paying for a majority of that officer's salary and equipment for typically about 9 months out of the year, and then the city is covering the other portion.
Okay. All right. Well, it's a great idea, and I'm glad we've got six officers out there. Wish we had 10.
Yeah.
And I know you all do, too.
Absolutely.
Another part of your and a very important part of the police department and the fire department is your dispatchers.
Yeah, absolutely. Our dispatch center, Shascom, is actually overseen and ran by a Reading Police Department lieutenant that reports to the Shascom board. But did want to mention our dispatch center. They're going through a little bit of an extremely difficult time. They had the passing away of a 21-year-old employee that was very well liked up there. And so just without going into too much detail, very sad circumstances, and just want to express our condolences from the Reading Police Department to Shascom and all of its employees and to the family, the 21-year-old young
part
lady.
Part of the team.
Yeah.
They're
absolutely.
Part of the team.
Well, because people, you know, if you listen to the dispatchers and you listen to people call them in an emergency. They have got to stay calm. They've got to be able to get hold of police, fire, whatever it is. And then they're on the phone with them a lot of times during some very, very, I'm sure, very trying circumstances. They've got to stay calm. They've got to be dispatching the right, you know, groups. Yep. They have to know where everybody is.
Yes.
And then a lot of times they'll go right to another one and not hear how that one ended up. I don't know if there's some kind of feedback that goes back to them. Yeah, on that one, this happened and all that. But it's such an important job. You couldn't do what you do without that group of dispatchers.
No, definitely not. Very stressful job, and they really are heavily responsible for our officer safety because the officers are depending on information in a timely manner and certain details being left out of calls for service about people being armed or not asking the right questions can result in officers getting injured. So they carry a lot of that stress on their shoulders. So our hearts go out to the dispatch center where they work through this tragedy.
Okay, let's kind of round up here with the K-9 night is going to be at the park behind the Lorenz, and that's going to be
on the 12th from 12th 5
of October.
To 5 to 10 o'clock.
And everything, you know, I don't know how it works, but a lot of that money is going to go back into the K-9 fund to get us some more. Because K-9s age out, too.
Yeah, they absolutely do. And so our K-9 program, and then the K-9 group has its nonprofit. And so they can raise money through the community for, you know, additional training, additional equipment, for the purchase of additional dogs.
And if you were at the rodeo, I don't know, I think it was last year, not this year, but last year, they had the dogs out there.
Oh, it was
and
a hit.
That was
people loved it.
That dog came out and the clown. Were, yeah. The entertainment was out there when that dog came out.
Can I give one last shout out?
Sure.
I like to always try and mention just our support employees. You know, we're talking about these operations we're doing and the boots on the ground, so to speak, the officers that are out making arrests and doing things. But we have approximately 115 to 120 sworn, but we have 70 additional support employees, and those are everything from our community service officers to our records technicians to our assistants to our crime analysts, and all these people play an important role. We couldn't be successful without their help. So when we talk about the Reading Police Department and how fortunate we are to have the officers that we have, it's important to also mention how fortunate we are to have the support staff.
The point of the spear can't be there unless it's got the all the support to
Absolutely.
Keep it going.
Thank
Captain
you,
Brian Cole, thank you so much
Very
for joining us
today.
Absolutely.
And we were able to put digs in on
and
two or three different people.
Coffee with the cop day. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Yep,
like
coffee with the cop.
National Coffee with the Cop.
Yeah.
You got it. Okay. Gosh, what do we have tomorrow?
Hello?
Well, I'll just put it on Facebook because
okay.
I can't remember right now. Everybody have a great day. It's going to be hot. Take care, and God bless America.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.